The government is to recommend that President Michael D. Higgins gives a posthumous pardon to cousins Sylvester Poff and James Barrett, two men wrongfully convicted of the murder of a County Kerry landlord, Thomas Brown, in 1882. They were hanged for the crime the following year. However, an expert report found that there was no direct evidence against the two men and that the case rested on the circumstantial and contradictory evidence of one witness. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has now secured government approval to recommend that President Higgins exercises his right to pardon the men on the grounds their convictions were unsafe. Micheál Hann, our political correspondent, has more. Micheál, tell us more about this case.
Well, this case goes back to 1882. It is the period of the Land War, and there is a great deal of kind of violence and unrest in that part of Kerry where this happened, that Castle Island, Scarty Glen area. So at that time in 1882, Sylvester Poff and James Barrett are found guilty of the murder of Thomas Brown near Scarty Glen. There are two trials before they are convicted, and much of it does rest on that circumstantial evidence of one neighbour of Thomas Brown, and it's found to be inconsistent. There is, even at the time, a degree of uncertainty about this. There is a petition made, which is signed by influential people and many others as well, to try and not have the men executed, but it is unsuccessful. There is a clampdown in the air at the time. It follows things like the Phoenix Park murders and a clampdown on agrarian violence. Both men protest their innocence in the strongest terms, that their parting words say that. James Barrett saying, "I never hurt a hair on a man's head," Sylvester Poff forgiving those who were bringing him to this point and pleading for mercy for his family and the hope that they will be taken care of. Sylvester Poff is in a difficult situation anyway. He has been evicted the previous year at a point where one of his children was born. So it is a difficult time all round, and something very terrible and unfortunate happens these men, and it takes two trials for them to be convicted, and there is unease about it even at the time.
Why were they convicted?
They were convicted based on the evidence of a neighbour of Thomas Brown, but this review, which was carried out by Dr. Niamh Howlin at the request of the Department of Justice, finds that there is no motive there. There are inconsistencies, obviously. There is a packed jury. And even the report finds, by the standards of the time, let alone 21st century legal standards, these convictions, they are unsafe.
So what happens now?
Something fairly unusual happens now. Since 1937, there's only been 7 recommendations from government to the president to offer a pardon. That is allowed for under an article in the Constitution. If this were to happen, it would be the 4th time that a pardon has been granted. Now, the Justice Minister is saying the bar is very high for this, but it has been met. And I suppose it has been met to a large extent because of the ongoing work that has been done by the Castle Island District Heritage Group in highlighting this case and then ultimately leading to that external review. So it's now in the hands of President Michael D. Higgins following that recommendation from government yesterday.
Are there surviving family or anybody who's campaigned on their behalf?
It is the Castle Island District Group who have campaigned extensively on this, and on their website they put the case together. They also put the period of the time together very well, where you can see that unrest that is raging through that part of Kerry, where it said there are very few families in one part of that area between Scarty Glen and Castle Island who are not under threat of eviction at the time. So it is a charged atmosphere, and an atmosphere that leads to violence but also leads to the most fundamental type of injustice that took over 140 years to be remedied, and that looks to have happened yesterday.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Hann.